Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
All right. Before we go to Gary Lezak again, if you've been listening to the show today, and you guys know for as long as I've been on the radio, I talk about my family a lot. I always talk about my mom because she was my best friend and she was the single most important influence in my life as a kid. And I give her all the credit in the world for who I am, where I am, and how I got here, and just even being on the radio, right? And so she passed away. It's 15 years ago today, which I find to be unbelievable because I can hear her voice. I can think of things. It doesn't seem like 15 years. That's all I can tell you, man. And so I'm choosing to celebrate today. As Jake said, it's an angelversary. And tonight I'm really excited. I'm going to go with my wife and all my kids. We're going to go have dinner. And since the girls, my 12-year-old twins, never had a chance to meet my mom, one of my twins looks just like her, and the other one's named after her. So they cannot get away. We're all going to sit around at the dinner table, and we're each going to tell stories to my twins about my mom so they can get a better idea of who she was. And they hear me talk about her all the time anyway. But actual stories I told Richie to Phil, try to, you know, dig in and think of some things maybe you haven't told the girls. Something funny. Maybe they haven't told me. I don't know. Because, like, my mom and Richie were just like this. And Richie is a musician because of my mom. She started him in piano lessons when he was in third grade, and she told me, don't you ever let him quit, because he'll try, but he has a gift for music. And so she used to always tell me, and she was so, like, even when it looked like I'd never make it on the radio, she goes, just go to the radio station and tell them you want to do a show because you're funny and you know a lot about sports. I go, you know, Mom, that is absolutely ridiculous that you're telling me to go to a radio station just tell them that. Because that's, they're not going to, and ultimately ended up going to a radio station and telling Chad that. And he put me on the air. So that's how it worked. So thanks, Mom. But she'd always tell me, someday Richie's going to be on the radio and I'll be able to hear it. Well, you know what? I still think he's going to be on the radio someday. You know, and she would always talk about that, and she'd try to get him to sing. And Richie was, even to the last couple of years, was always kind of shy about singing, right? But she'd always say that someday he's going to be on the radio. So, to accelerate the process, I can't control a lot, but I can control that. So, Richie's going to be pissed when he finds out about that. But he's not up. And you know what? Hey, out there, nobody tell him. If you see my son Richie, don't tell him about this. So, at Christmas, he's such a thoughtful kid. And for Christmas, for a present, he did a song for me. And so he did all the instruments at his home studio, played every instrument, put it all together, and then sang. And he picked a song that was one of my mom's favorite songs because it reminded her of my grandfather, her father, who's named Danny Ontiveros. And they played this song at my grandfather's funeral. And he passed away just a few months before my mom did, because my grandmother, my grandfather, and my mom all passed away within months of each other in 2006. And so, you know, and Richie was just 7, 8, 9 years old, and he remembers everything. He's a smart kid. And so just out of nowhere, he sends me, because I just emailed your Christmas present to you. I said, well, what is this? Like a gift certificate or something, or a credit somewhere? And it was a song. And I started playing the song, and it was the song that he remembered of my mom loving and reminding her of my grandfather and all these things. And so she always wanted to hear Richie on the radio. And so wherever she is right now in heaven, there, I'm going to play the song, a little bit of it, and then we'll go to a break. And so hopefully Richie won't be mad. But if he is, I'm sorry. It's for your grandma. You can't say no to that. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Tail light heading for Spain. Oh, and Daniel waiting by. God, he looks like Daniel. Must be the clouds in my eyes. They say Spain is pretty, though I've never been. Says it's the best place he's ever seen. Oh yeah, he should know, he's been there, he knows. Oh, I miss Daniel. Oh, I miss him so much. Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that won't heal? Your eyes have died, but you see more than I. Tell you you're a scar in the face of the sky. Like Daniel, must be the clouds.